quite a few big things happening in the Mount Barker district following on from Monday's council meeting, including an update on the Aquatic Centre project, the town square revitalisation and the approval of live streaming for meetings from next month on. Mayor Anne Ferguson joins me on the line to discuss. Good morning, Mayor Ferguson.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners. And what a beautiful autumn morning it is.
Yes, it is a good time for the Adelaide Hills. Love driving through the hills with the beautiful trees and everything and feeling all rugged up.
It's lovely, isn't it? Makes you feel good.
Yeah. Now, last time we spoke, it sounded like live streaming wasn't going to happen anytime soon for council meetings. What prompted it to be reconsidered in this month's meeting?
Well, we just had to get our policy right. And if you've got a policy to refer to when you're bringing something new into council, well, then you've got a really good backup. We always knew it was going to happen. And we did, last time we didn't vote against live streaming. We voted that it lay on the table until the information needed to be gathered by the staff and presented to council. And that's what happened this last council meeting.
Right. So Councillor David Leach, he's been particularly keen on getting this through for the sake of transparency and accessibility, right? So what will this mean for people who can't make it to the chamber from next month on?
This means that they can sit home in their lounge room and watch whatever particular part of the council meeting they want to watch. They don't have to sit through the whole procedure. They can just tune in and watch it when it comes up.
Is it something that you'll be able to re-watch, or is it only during the live proceedings and then it's no longer available?
No, it's only live streaming.
Right. And what about with the issue of confidential and private matters? Will the stream just be turned off during those times?
Yes. And that's the procedure that we had to get in place so we could, honestly and openly and transparently say to the community, this is what's happening, this is our policy, and this is the way we're moving forward. So I think it'll work very well. And, I just think it's just one step forward. And I'm sure there'll be many changes and iterations into the future.
So it'll be on the council's website, details on Thursday before the meetings, usually held the first Monday of each month.
That's correct.
The Mayor of Mount Barker's with us. I understand the upcoming Aquatic and Leisure Centre has a bit of a progress update, something that people have been waiting for a long time.
Look, that's one thing residents ask me constantly. When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? We've been talking about this in the community now for 20, 30 years. So now we're looking for a lead architect to provide the professional services for stage one. And we hope to announce that soon. But to have a 10-lane, 25-metre completion and lap pool will be just something that is our community has been crying out for. It's the dear old pool that we have now is one of the coldest pools in the state, and it used to be the deepest pool in the state because it had a diving board. But now we're going to have a learn-to-swim leisure and children's pool. It's going to have a fitness centre and warm water therapy is something that I get asked about constantly. Are we going to have warm water therapy? Yes, we are. And there's going to be meeting rooms there and a kiosk and cafe, change rooms and toilets and amenities. So it's what our community has asked for a long time. And I think it's an exciting time ahead now for all to be involved in it, this stage one. So, and it's about the well-being and health of our community. So I know it's going to be used to the max the day it's open. So it's really exciting that, and we'll be going out to the community, asking them and showing them our plans once they come up. So it's something that we want the community to be involved with all along the way.
And are you looking to get cracking on the project this year?
I'm told it's towards the end of the year.
Yep.
So there's so much work to be done. I mean, I didn't realise that by the time you call for expressions of interest and then you have to do your due diligence and then you've got to talk to them and this is what we want. And And then we've got to take that to the community. So once that's gone out to the community for their consultation and suggestions, well, that's when we can start getting the shovel in the ground.
And Mayor Ferguson, I understand findings of the community consultation for the upcoming town square revitalisation have been released.
They have. And this is a really, it's been a bit of a challenge because I think a lot of the community think we own the whole piece of the land, and we don't. We only own one third of it. So we're in partnership with Burke Urban. So we have to get the maximum out of the third of the property that we own. And that town square and civic centre will take up all of that. And I think the civic centre, with all the underground parking, is going to be about five stories. So there'll be five floors to it. So it's going to be amazing. It really is.
What sort of feedback did you get from people that you're looking to implement in these plans?
A lot of them wanted a big square. But because we don't have the land for a big square, and what we wanted to do, we wanted to acknowledge the Paramunk Nation and have the lawned area in the shape of the shield.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... But I think once it's there, they'll see it's lovely and compact, and it will just reflect the Paramunk people and also our European heritage. So it's really, really exciting. And it's going to create 450 direct and indirect jobs. So that in itself is a real plus, and that's through the construction stage. And the annual economic impact is around $100 million to the community. So it's going to be something that's really significant. And then the private companies, they'll be doing theirs in stages also. So it's a matter of working with them and them working with us to get the very best outcome. And we want it to have, you know, a village character, you know, with that soft green space and colourful native and exotic trees. And the ambience needs to be set. It has to have lighting. And it's a place where we want the young people to come and jam and do their music, and also a safe place for mums to bring their toddlers to run around and play. So we've got lots of boxes that we have to tick. But I think the end project will be just amazing.
And what's the timeline looking like on this one, do you know?
Well, it's a bit like the pool.
It will, in the future?
Well, no, it will be in the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
because we've got the rough plan, but we've just got to call on planners and get it, the nitty-gritties done. And what is it that we really want in a civic centre? Are we going to have floors that are available for the community to come? As I said, you know, it may be a place where the RSL can come and share a space with the scouts just for interest, because we want these floors and places to be used 24/7. So it's a challenge, but it's also a fabulous opportunity.
And also I think a great thing, something we've spoken about before, the idea of a nighttime economy, because that's something I think that the Hills is really missing. I mean, you can sort of get out and about a bit in Harndorf and go to some bars there, but there's not a particularly exciting nightlife in the Hills, and that's something, there's a lot of young people living in the area, so there's a lot of scope for that into the future, I think.
Oh, look, we'll be celebrating the Four Seasons, and the Four Seasons, the nighttime of the Four Seasons, is something that, you know, in winter we could have fires there for the young people to sit around, and for anybody, the whole community, but the lighting can be used, and there's going to be stepping, so it can be like, I don't know if you've ever been to Portland, Oregon, but they have a brick square, and they have step down, and they have flicks on the bricks, and on Wednesday they have a little mini market there. So it can be used for so many things that is going to bring foot traffic and keep it just humming, you know, well into the night.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mayor Anne Ferguson. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and have a great day yourself, Jenny. Thank you very much.